Allen, Prunty, P-R-U, N-T-Y.
That's my...
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Leo will serve as your lead, sir, so just hold on to the phone. Okay, sir, will you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Richard Allen, Prunty, 286-995.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Honorable Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that have got up your hearing at this time. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chairman. And to his right is Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Miller, and I'll be here to lead today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself, sir.
Okay, I'm just for you and Mr. Turner in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
The hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, then in phase two, we will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of order and condition of supervision. Number two is demonstrated by the failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 12, 2018, as verbally directed on May 18, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir, it's true.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Prunty, I am going to find that he's delinquent and violated terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapsed or is about to lapse in the current ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, we're going to get into phase two in a moment, but before we actually start, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone, I'll get right back with you. Okay? All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, Prunty was released from ADC custody on 5/18/2018 and arrested on 7/29/2018 by the Arizona Department of Public Safety with new felony charges of theft of means of transportation. He's returned back to ADC custody on 8/6/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 7/4/2019 with 47 abscond days. Current convictions, 2012, commitment A, count 11, theft means of transportation, 2 years. 2012, commitment B, count 1, theft means of transportation, 2 years. 2013, theft of means of transportation, 2 years. Has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 3. Substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. This is his first time on supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, conspiracy, criminal damage, and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrests, 2005, theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, trafficking and stolen property, Arizona juvenile probation. 2008, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. Has a GV score of G5V6. Status of charges, as of now, he does have the misdemeanor felony pending, and it says that it's still in process with the county attorney's office under review.
Okay, thanks, sir. Okay, Mr. Prunty, we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision. And it looks like you were truly reside with your father in Phoenix. Did you stay at that address the entire time, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, did you have any employment while you were out?
Yes, sir.
What kind of work were you doing?
I was working for a company called Clean Scene, worked on their cars. I started probably about 3.5 to a month before I got arrested.
Okay. And it's... Okay, you were assigned a task from the color code of peach, but you hadn't provided any samples since your release from prison by the time you were violated. So, do you have a drug problem, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. What about alcohol?
Yes, sir.
Pardon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have a problem with alcohol?
Yes, sir.
Will you do you take any programming when you're out, even if it's just AA, to try to break that?
I wanted to check into a treatment center, but I didn't get a chance to do it, sir.
Okay. So, why didn't you report in to see your PO when you were supposed to?
At that time, I was out of town, and I had called her and got permission to leave town. And then she called me on a weekend and wanted me to report to the pro office there. And I got scared, I panicked, and I didn't report because it was after 8 when she wanted me to go there. And I just panicked and got scared that I was going to go back to prison and just didn't report.
Okay. When you say out of town where?
To Kingman, where I'm from. I asked her for permission because I'm pro to Phoenix. I asked her for permission to go to Kingman, where I was from, to pick someone up and come back. I left Friday, I was supposed to be back Monday.
Okay. So you didn't leave the state or anything, but you...
No. I didn't leave the state.
Okay. I'm assuming my fellow board members have any... Mr. Trumbull, you have some more information for us?
Yes, sir. I'll do them as brief as I can. On 6/12/18, Fender's sponsor, his father, Mark Putney, called and advised the parole officer that the offender had not been at the residence for the last 4 days. Believes he's using drugs again, stated that he's going to talk with him tonight and tell him that if he can't follow the rules, he needs to find somewhere else to live. I don't see any indication that he was given authorization to go to Kingman. Notice of report and violation status was dropped off. Fender's father did contact and said that he didn't get that message, but she left voicemails on both the offender and the father's phone. On 6/20/18, the offender called to report he has been in Kingman and just got his notice to be there on 6/15. Offender directed to report in person by noon, otherwise a warrant would be issued.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, any questions from my fellow members? Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination. Before we do that, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if you would like. Any additional information you think might be relevant to our decision? We just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
All right. I got an alcohol problem, you know, I need help. I don't think that prison is going to give me the help that I need. You know, there's treatment centers out there. My family's willing to help me get into treatment centers. I just appreciate if you guys take the time and to help me. You know, prison is just, it's not going to help. I need a treatment center. I have a problem. That's all, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board of you going into discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves to make our decision. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be, but we ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and you can hear the entire conversation. Once we've finished, I'll get back with you, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Board of non-discussion. Well, Mr. Punty is interesting for sure. He seems he's had an affinity for... stolen motor vehicles through his criminal history, and the situation was not the greatest, and you know, he's that's down in, I mean, Mitzi has a problem with alcohol, but he didn't get around to going to the treatment center, which means it's not his number one priority yet, which I would hope he would develop that. But with everything here and the fact that while he was absconding, he didn't manage to get arrested for another stolen vehicle, I don't see him as a good candidate for community supervision, but I know it was a discussion for me and my fellow board member. No discussion. Okay, based on all the information at warrant number 2018W1789, Mr. Pumpkin's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, Mr. Turner, respectfully, I move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Pumpkin as an adjunct of violation of term condition of supervision and not lapse without lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. We appreciate the fact that you admit that you have an alcohol problem. Most of the others have AA classes, the 12-step, that you could participate in between now and July of next year when you would be getting out. And in the meantime, you can make a plan so that when you get out, you can get yourself checked into a treatment center so that you won't have an opportunity to get in trouble with the law before you get your alcohol problem taken care of. We do wish you the best luck, sir. Okay, so this is what you're hearing, and please just lay the phone down so the next inmate can come to it.